Aloha, and welcome to another parts subject-specific class. Today we're going to be talking about parts market segmentation. Recently you might have taken the marketing class, which introduced you to all of the principles of the basic marketing skills. Market segmentation now takes you into a place where you define and describe groups of customers in such a manner that they have similar wants and needs. You cannot be all things to all people, even though we have tried. Neither can we expect our customers to adapt to one methodology that we employ. We need to be able to have people understand and accept who the customer is that's calling into you, and understand what their needs and wants are so that they can be better served with what they're looking for from a parts business. The people at the counter and on the telephone have to have a method whereby they can understand what segment this customer sits within. So we need to be able to define and describe how we're going to segment our customers. We do this by the relationship that we have with them and what they purchase from us in parts and service, as well as that which determines their potential, which is the machine population. With these three characteristics, we can arrive at a very basic form of market segmentation. We need to go much further, of course. We need to know what their payment patterns are like, how long they've been a customer, what their loyalty is, and many other aspects of segmenting them into the similar groups of needs and wants. Market segmentation is a very critical and important part of your marketing approach to your marketplace. You've been assigned a territory by an equipment manufacturer to look after the customers in that area and support the machine owner. The parts and service aspects of that machine support are critical for the owner of the machine. I hope this overview gave you a better understanding of what all is involved in this important class in the marketing sphere. I look forward to talking to you about another class soon.